Activity 20. 1.
In his book, The Making of the President, Theodore White noted that the 1960 presidential debate was more like a press conference. According to White, Nixon proceeded as though he were engaged in a personal debate. In contrast, Kennedy spoke directly to the TV viewers. He estimated that Kennedy gained 2 million votes as a result.
Paul Cézanne believed that all forms in nature were based on geometric shapes. Cézanne identified the cone, sphere, and cylinder as the primary forms. He used outlining to emphasize these shapes.
3.
Along with her husband, Marie Curie won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1903 for the discovery of radium. Curie then received the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1911 for the isolation of pure radium. She was the first person to be awarded 2 Nobel Prizes.
4.
Psychologist Erik Erikson proposed 8 stages of personal development. Erikson claimed that psychological crises at each stage shaped the sense of self. He believed that development was a lifelong process.
5.
Margaret Mead did her first fieldwork in Samoa in 1925. Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa, was a bestseller that was translated into many languages. She's still one of the most well-known anthropologists in the world. Mead believed that people in simple societies could provide valuable lessons for the industrialized world.
6.
Leonardo da Vinci was the quintessential Renaissance man, a brilliant painter. Da Vinci was perhaps best remembered for his art. But he was also interested in mechanics, and his understanding of mathematics is clear in his use of perspective.
7.
Author Peter Drucker wrote Management Challenges for the 21st Century. In this book, Drucker proposed 5 transforming forces. He predicted that these trends will have major implications for the long-term strategies of companies.
8.
Friedrich Mohs devised a scale of hardness for 10 minerals. By assigning 10 to diamond, the hardest known mineral, Mohs was able to attribute relative values to all the other minerals. His scale is still useful in the study of minerals today.
9.
Maria Montessori proposed an educational model that has become known as the Montessori method. Montessori insisted that education should not be merely the transmission of knowledge, but the freedom to develop as a person. She felt her greatest success was achieved when a child began working independently.
10.
In collaboration with Louis Leakey, Jane Goodall spent years living with chimpanzees on the Gombe Reserve. Goodall imitated their behaviors and discovered that chimpanzees lived within a complex social organization. She was the first to document chimpanzees making and using tools, and she also identified 20 different sounds that were part of a communication system.